Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This country is completely taken over. It's all a technological plan. Again, I've talked about this for a decade since I've read the magazine sitting in a restaurant. It was by the bar while I was picking up food that I was reading MIT Magazine and just said it's a technological scan. It'll track everything you do. It's going to absorb humanity, and that's our plan. And then I go on the radio and talk about it. The New York Times comes out and says I'm insane. I mean, I quote Ray Kurzweil, and they say, I said that. And then it's like when they're saying it, and they're saying it's a good idea to get rid of humanity and have us merge with machines, those that are left. It's like, oh, how smart. Yeah, that's a good idea. And I go, hey, maybe we should debate this. Shut up. It doesn't exist, you nutball. Don't listen to him, kids. He's crazy. And I'm just sitting here living in a science fiction movie. And for one thing's for sure, we got front row seats for the battle for humanity. I don't know how anybody could be bored. And I guess that's why I'm going to, you know, I had kids, and I'm going to go on living and loving. If you ain't loving, you ain't living, to quote George Strait. By the way, remind me, he's coming to town. You guys remind me to get tickets. Because remember, you said he hadn't come to town in forever, but now he is. I want to go see George Strait again. I hadn't seen him since I was a kid. I mean, a teenager. Saw him in Dallas. Let's go ahead and talk to Kyle in Nebraska. Kyle, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
God bless the beating heart of liberty and freedom, and God bless the truth and reality you constantly express on the show every day and your whole team.
Well, God bless you, brother.
Thank you. I wanted to talk about the you guys came out with a couple articles from Seattle. One was in Newsreel. These were dating back a couple months, maybe 6-8 months back, talking about taking the fluoride out of the water and how they got something passed in just their town. How do we get a candidate, whether it be Democrat or Republican, to back taking the fluoride out of the water and to back taking the GMOs out of the food?
Well, the best thing to do is to point out that the FDA, under lawsuits and under 90%+, I want to say 99%, but it was almost all of their toxicologists, medical doctors, scientists, toxicologists that worked for the Food and Drug Administration and the Environmental Protection Agency. About 12 years ago, they did it, and then again, about a year and a half ago or 2 years ago, it was in mainstream news. They sent registered briefs to the boss together. Imagine the organizational skill of those federal employees really caring to get everyone in the country, almost all of them, so they couldn't fire them all, you understand, to then bring the brief with the cancer studies and the diabetes studies and the brain damage studies from fluoride and the lowered IQ studies. And so the Fed, the globalists that run our government, responded by saying, okay, we say 1.3 parts per million or 1.6. You got to lower that to, you know, not 1.6, but you've got to lower it down to 0.7 parts per million. And we want it phased out in the next 2 years out of pesticides as it's bioaccumulating. And we want to put out recommendations that all these powdered egg companies and the rest of it that can have hundreds of parts per million. I mean, that's why I've eaten powdered eggs before and I start vomiting. I mean, it's just like some roach poison. And they're just putting it in there. And, yeah, it's a great preservative because nothing can get into it. You put it in bread, anything. Weevils aren't going to eat it. It's just why McDonald's hamburgers, or you can put them under glass. 5 years later, they look fine. Mold won't even grow on them. It's a chemical weapon. And it's just incredible. So to answer your question, you sue them. You put them on notice, and you get a local toxicologist or something to go with you, and you say, hey, the EPA and FDA should reduce the amount of this in the water, and you get their study that, oh, you're still at 1.6 or 1.3. You make them reduce it, and you say, well, why don't we just take it completely out instead of forced medicating? And if they don't, you sue them for forced medicating. How's that sound?
Well, if we have all these other countries that are already taking it out, what does it take to have a candidate that's trying to get elected to mention all these things?
I'll tell you what, I'm going to come back to you. This is so important, Kyle. We're going to talk about strategies on this. This is really important. And then we're going to go to Kathy, Chris, Alan, and others. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Follow us on Twitter, Real Alex Jones. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
We want your soul. Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Your habits, your facts, your fears, your bus, your address, your shoe size, your ears, your digits, your plans, your number, your eyes, your schedule, your desktop, your details, your life. Show us your children, your photos, your home. Here, take credit, take insurance, take a loan, get a job, get a pension, get a haircut, get a suit, play the lottery, play football, play the field,
we want your soul. We want your soul.
To get your soul, the power structure has to attack your body and dumb it down with poisons, fluoride, GMOs, all on record, shredding the body, shredding the mind, so that you're so weakened, you acquiesce to what's happening. We have a caller we're going back to in a moment. Kyle in Nebraska asked me a really important question, and this is the type of stuff we need to be doing on InfoWars Nightly News. I need at least once a week to do a particular subject on what I believe the best battle plan is, like Alex Jones' battle plan fluoride, Alex Jones' battle plan electronic voting machines, Alex Jones' battle plan Second Amendment, Alex Jones' battle plan borders, national sovereignty, Alex Jones' battle plan. It doesn't mean I have all the answers, but, you know, you get other people's perspectives on it as well, but people are always asking me what I think, so I'll be glad to tell you. How would I get fluoride out? Well, in a lot of cities, you've got such an arrogant establishment, they know that if the fluoride gets taken out, that it's the beginning of the end. It's like the Kennedy assassination. If they ever admit that criminal elements killed Kennedy, well, then that unravels everything like a string in a sweater. So they'll do anything to prop that up. And hydrofluorosilicic acid, you do need some calcium fluoride. It's good for you. You need small amounts of it. It's in all vegetables. It's in a lot of meat. Very small amounts. Trace element that you need. Just like you need trace amounts of bioavailable arsenic, the type that's in an apple. It's actually good for you. Major studies on that. Look it up. But it's bound, and it's a very small amount, and it helps activate other things in the body, is what scientists, medical doctors, nutritionists have basically said. I'm not a scientist or medical doctor or nutritionist. I'm going off what is known science in the elites. Like, if I wanted to live longer, I would eat a near-starvation diet of super high nutrient with a lot of trace poisons in it, and I would live probably 30% longer. That's on record. You eat plenty. You exercise a lot. You're great looking. You're super happy, but a little bit plump and stuff. You're going to, you know, die when you're 75. That's why there's trees out in California that are multi-thousands of years old, and their brethren down in the valley, they get plenty of water and everything, live a couple hundred years. They live thousands. Up on the windswept crags with not enough water, barely surviving, they live a lot longer. They've got studies on rats. They can make them live three times as longer on their starvation diet. They've got studies on worms where they can make them live as much as 10 times longer, different types of worms. You can look that up, and it deals with the DNA strands and the rest of it. But the point here is, and you're like, what's it do with fluoride? Hydrofluorosilicic acid is electrified. They've manipulated its structure where it's super highly active, bouncing around in your body, frying everything. And then other trace drugs, the fluoride is there, the hydrofluorosilicic acid, that's what it really is, the fluorine family, the electrified fluorine, the hydrofluorosilicic acid, is in there to supercharge all the other crap they're putting in the food and the water, the drugs. It is the ultimate. In fact, the scientists and doctors I've talked to say they know of no adjuvant that's better than hydrofluorosilicic acid. My dad took biology at UT, and that's all they talked about, was hydrofluorosilicic acid, what an incredible adjuvant it is. That's why some drugs have hydrofluorosilicic acid in them, in fact, all the Prozac family, to then activate the other stuff that's in there. So it's the base drug that they put in the water to then activate to where very small amounts of other stuff will absolutely jack you. See, that's why, and I'm not doing a plug here, but I guess I might as well. It's time to take it. I'm taking it this morning. I forgot. Survival Shield, the nascent iodine. The nascent iodine is also electrically souped up and charged, and this particular patented type, I'm told by Dr. Grip, and my dad's read the National Academy of Science, so I had him check into it before I even, you know, got into it. This is most nascent, we believe. It's we've had nuclear reactor tests, you name it. It's very hard to figure all this out, but we've got a big paper on it coming out soon with a bunch of scientists and lawyers, you name it. This is so proprietary, ladies and gentlemen. This particular survival shield, we believe, is a very special form, and it appears is truly unbound and high-powered electrical. Okay, and I'm just putting it in layman's terms. To go in and just strip out the fluoride and all the garbage. And I know it's really helped my clarity. I mean, it's amazing. Dr. Grip is a genius. Okay, this is been around for 20 years, but nobody even knew about it. There's the other iodines out there, which you certainly need. I'm not knocking those, but it tastes like rocket fuel, and I've taken them. It didn't do the same thing. This is available at InfoWarsLife.com or calling 888-253-3139. But I didn't get into that because of that. I just started thinking, wow, I'm talking about the fluorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, and then I'm not. And then here's the solution sitting right there. The real solution is get it out of your water. Here's an example right now. The American Dental Association, American Medical Association, 7 years ago, came out because of lawsuits and their own scientists going public And the EPA folks, a few years before I'm going public, they went public again last year, they went and they had it all in their paperwork. But the dentists still don't even know this because I don't read the paperwork. They said, no, it's true. Under 5, now they're saying under 7, just this year, do not brush your teeth with fluoride. Do not swallow it. Do not take the pills. Do not take the treatments. And do not drink water that has it in it. So what do? They come out with baby water with souped up fluoride in it, which on record is a massive reduction in IQ. You give children this stuff when they're a baby, you might as well beat their head up against a wall. I mean, you might as well give them a lobotomy. I mean, it's basically a soft core lobotomy. There it is. CDC and ADA now advise to avoid using fluoride. Now, you bring that in to the city council in a brief. You go visit all the council members first, and you say, here's the FDA and EPA forced last year by the vast majority of their scientists signing a paper and threatening to leave or sue that it's giving people cancer, brain damaging them, and causing dental fluorosis and bone fractures. Get it out of the water. So the FDA had to come out with the EPA last year and say, okay, phase it out of pesticide, phase it out of the water. You'd think that was a victory. That was in the New York Times. No. They're fluoridating more cities. They don't care because, of course, they're not stopping. You think they're going to let us remove the adjuvant that supercharges all of this from the food and the water so that they'll have to put mega doses in the water and the food to get us there? It's only turbocharging. God knows what else they're putting in. The Soviets, the Nazis, used pharma to control people. Now they're doing it through the stinking water and the food. Okay, it's a fact. The Russians used it. The Nazis picked it up. It came out in the Nuremberg trial. They're force-drugging us. And then I take the nation iodine, and what does it do for me? It helps with all the environmental crap, helps strip it out. Oh, I just love it. You can go to, you know where, New World Order. I have the good fluorine, jackasses, and I'm telling everybody about it. You don't even get mine. Just go get one of the gourmet salts that has it in it. It's not like this, but it's good enough. Gourmet salts. Try that on. I don't even sell them. Get them. See what happens. Of course, Bloomberg says you shouldn't have salt. They want to make a law, the White House regulations are, Cass Sunstein, that you shouldn't get sun and sun's bad for you, period. And anyone that says you need sun for vitamin D is a liar. There are so many studies on record from Harvard, Princeton, MIT, British Medical Journal, that you've got to get at least 30 minutes of sun a week or you would basically die. In countries where they don't get sun, their cancer rates were off the chart. They started putting sun lamps in, like, Norway and places inside the houses, and suicide rate and cancer rate started going down. You're like a freaking plant, folks. You don't have photosynthesis. You have another synthesis. You got to have it. And, yes, it ends up burning your skin, and it gets into giving you cancer. But you'll die quicker if you don't. You're meant to go out there. You're meant to die. You got all these radiation waves of every type you can imagine blasting through us in the universe. We're basically hollow. But you've got to have it. You've got to have a sleep cycle. You're meant to go to bed at night. You're meant to get up when the chickens wake up. That's what you're designed to do. I'm ranting. I said I'd help the caller. You bring all that to your city council. You publish it in the newspaper, you know, that you've given them as a notice you're going to sue. And then you sue them for force drugging. You sue them for not following the EPA and FDA guidelines. And they'll laugh at you and say you're powerless. You can't sue us. We're the government. BS. It's all a mind game saying, you know, that the emperor is wearing clothes when he's butt naked. Does that answer your question, Kyle? We have the evidence. We have the facts. We have it all on our side. You were asking how you get the cities to do it. You simply bring in all of the city council under the mayor, and you keep bringing it to them. And you say, you come back at Citizens Communication every week, and you say, did you read the briefing? You say, okay, fine. I brought friends here to give me their time to read the briefing. You read the mainstream news headlines. You read the study headlines. You tell them what happened. You threaten to sue these stores. Listen, I've already been told by CVS and Walgreens managers. One of them come at me on video that's on the YouTube channel and said, yeah, we can't even sell it now because of you. Literally, people say, I want that off the shelves, and they won't buy it. Just from me talking about it mainly, and others, like Mercola and others, they're pulling it off a lot of shelves because we just won't buy it. Just warn everyone, that's a chemical weapon to hurt your baby. Doesn't mean the stupid manager knows that. He grew up drinking it. He's walking dead from it. Does that answer your question, Kyle?
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. And I am currently taking nathanidine. My mom got it for one, so she's got one, I got one, and I'm fine beyond pain and tangerine very soon, too.
God bless you, brother, or just eat oranges, whatever. The point is that you need vitamin C. It's very easy. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented, a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWars Life.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Coming up is our interview with Vivian Kubrick, and then I'll do a little bit of overdrive for those that are patiently holding. Kathy, Chris, Alan, Phil, John, I'll try to get to all of you. I appreciate you calling in on a whole host of subjects like CIA and terrorism, JFK protest, candidate for governor wants to talk, folks want to talk about a whole bunch of stuff. Look at this headline. I hope it's not all foggy and cloudy like it's been coming up this Thursday, Friday, into Saturday, because my dad's got a big Mead telescope. From back when I was in college, we would go out like every few weeks out to the like Lana, the kind of scrub brush desert on clear nights and just take incredible photos with 35 millimeter adapter on film of comets and Jupiter and Saturn. And I've got a big shoebox of film of all that somewhere. I go into Walgreens and get it developed. We got to get out that telescope and clean it up. We've used it since then, but it's all dirty and it's been around for a while. It's been around almost 20 years, but it's a big, nice 12-inch. I guess this is the reflector or refractor. Yeah. But it's a big round one. It's a big fat short ones. I used to know a lot about them. I've forgotten a lot about them. But I want to get out there and look at that because it's supposedly maybe the brightest comet seen in modern times. So we'll be covering that, obviously. French riders protest over tax, saying horses will suffer. Thousands of horse lovers paraded their animals through central Paris on Sunday in a protest against a planned sales tax they say will put riding centers out of business and send horses to the slaughterhouse. Yeah, folks, they've got carbon taxes, gas taxes, new sales taxes. The average French person pays over 80% in tax. The middle class pays 100% right now. You're like, that's impossible. No, it's meant to bankrupt them. That's the plan. And then the ultra-rich billionaires, they pay nothing. On record, they just pay nothing. They all leave the country, but then govern in the country and have laws passed that they can have Swiss bank accounts. And it's all come out. Nobody gets in trouble. So just total evil. And this is what. Listen, government can be a force of good if good people are in it and it's small and focused and has a mission and a vigilant people are governed by it who keep it on a short leash. But when you get a big decadent slob population with decadent, tyrannical, piratical corporations that are bigger than government and operate like government and use it as a tool, it is then the conduit where the rubber meets the road of enslavement. I'm trying to hurry because I got other news to cover before we go to break. And just like the FDA and the EPA, their own scientists got mad, signed petitions internally, demanded fluoride be taken out of the water, but still it hasn't been because the globalists control the top of the government. So there are good people in government. I want to get that straight. Who are actually, you know, were focused and caring and involved. But still, we've now got to put pressure on the system and use their research and facts that the last number I saw was almost every EPA scientist signed on to saying it's deadly poison, get it out. And people don't even know that. They don't even know you can go pull those articles up. So that's an example of that. Now, I mentioned this, and I'm not going to have time to get into it in detail. I've got to do it tomorrow or do a special video or something. Inside a Twitter robot factory. And this is really nothing here, but it just gets into how you can pay $58 from an online vendor in Pakistan and get 1,000 fake Twitter followers. But the big companies all do this. Sony's been caught doing it. They've all been caught doing it, where all these big Hollywood stars and people literally pay to get 4 or 5 million fake followers. And in the news division that actually owns that star's career that they're signed with, in many cases, who they've got TV shows with, whatever the case is, they will then go, look, this star's got 5, 6, 7 million followers. Or the record company will pay to have TV report that. And so there's the headline. Barack Obama is political king of the fake Twitter followers of more than 19.5 million online fans who don't really exist. And that's it. You go to his YouTube channel. His videos have like 1,000 views. That's just because they haven't paid for fake bots. Now, we've gone and actually looked at it and found that we're actually getting more visitors and more views on videos. We've done this by putting it on a page, and then we have something that can track and see if you're actually clicking it. And we know more people are watching YouTube videos that we put up. We've done the test about 5 times in the test we did. And another test about 3.5 times. So they've got like some governor on the Alex Jones channel. So I told Watson, I said, get a YouTube channel. Do the exact same videos you do on my YouTube on yours and see what happens. And they get 5 times the views. His average video is about 200,000. Ours is about 50,000. So that's how this works. And it's there and it's all game and it's all fake. And it creates the perception that they're the mainstream and that their ideas are dominant and they're popular, when in truth, they're all collapsing and falling in on themselves. Now, a very thought-provoking and intriguing premiere of an in-depth interview with Stanley Kubrick's amazing daughter coming up, and then we're going to put it on YouTube.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Here at MyPatriotSupply.com, our customers are number one. Built on a self-sustaining business model, we don't owe our existence to big banks or big business. Instead, this company was built by you, the customer. The success of My Patriot Supply is a testimony to the loyalty and dedication of each and every one of you. To our old-fashioned values and top-rated customer service. These elements alone have made us the choice of patriots everywhere. We believe that being prepared should not be a luxury reserved by people with large disposable incomes, which is why we have the products you need at the prices you can afford. We bring you our Patriot Pantry brand of storable food, which features top-of-the-line flavors and carefully packed to store for 25 years. Plus water purification systems, non-GMO heirloom seeds, survival gear, all perfect for off-grid living, and much, much more. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Our interview with Ms. Kubrick.
My name is Vivian Kubrick. My father was Stanley Kubrick. I live here in Dallas, and I think I have enough experience from that aspect of being Stanley Kubrick's daughter to know that there are really some things that you have to fight very hard for. And my father's an artist, fought very hard for the integrity of his films, because even he was subject to a lot of pressure to not make the films he made. So I would say three different sheriffs came up and they, may I demonstrate on you? They went like this. You have to look down. They literally just went, like that. And I said, hey, don't push me. And they said, keep moving. And I said, I am moving. And they said, turn around. And I was like going, well, I'm walking, I'm moving. And then again, separate, two other ones, push me like that. I'm sorry, I keep shoving him. And it just seemed to me like, why would you be so aggressive?
This man is obviously a psychotic.
Why can't you just say, okay, everyone, would you mind just going over here? Excellent on your First Amendment rights. How about you stand over there, because we've been told by Homeland Security or whoever told them that you can't be here. Like, why can't they be truthful? Why can't they be polite? Why can't they just be calm? Why do they have to be aggressive? I mean, I was doing nothing. And in fact, when everyone was shouting and going crazy, I mean, to be honest with you, with all love and respect, I also felt that it's wrong to shout at the police, you slaves, you scumbags, because I feel sorry for them, because I can't believe that all of them are just dead in the head. I just can't believe that.
Sure, well, let's recap from what you saw being here today for the last 2-3 hours then. We come over, it's over, there's been lawsuits filed, they had to let us in. The Dallas police said, yes, you're allowed to go in to the second to the first perimeter, not into the final one. Then that was open for a private wreath laying for folks that don't agree with the official story. So we were supposed to be let in, they let us in, the Dallas police did, and then Homeland Security sent over their auxiliary federalized sheriff's deputies. So, that's what happened there. Did you notice how they came in and ordered the other cops to stand back?
You know, I wasn't looking at that. I was actually looking at each police with my sign, with my First Amendment. And I was just trying to gently smile at them, like going, hey, this is for you too, you know. This is for everyone that you love and care about, and you too, because there isn't a police state that's ever been on this planet where everyone didn't get their ass burnt when it really got going. I mean, Hitler's regime, all the original people that were in the government or helping him, you know, in Russia, Stalin, his mates that helped him get it. I mean, you know, you think they might learn that it doesn't actually work. Tyranny just begets more tyranny until everyone's just shooting and killing each other, and it's a terrible mess. And then, thank God, it ends.
I'm afraid. I'm afraid, Dave.
And I personally, I'm just desperate for the things that are beautiful and wonderful and exalted about the American people should reign in this country again, instead of the incredibly obvious criminality that's going on here. I mean, it's like, you know, you'd have to be deaf, dumb, and blind to not see what's happening. So I'm just really proud of everyone here. I don't agree that all the police are slaves. I think that they're under incredible pressure. To behave in a way where I believe that at a certain point they're going to stop behaving that way. And I don't know what will happen then. I guess the National Guard or some other lunatics will come in and kick our heads in. But, I mean, you know, okay, bring it on. But the change must come. And I'm praying for it.
Sure, you know, I'm not looking for physical stuff. I want them to be free and happy. But, I mean, I got punched in the stomach first. And so they was all targeted by Homeland Security. Now that I'm not emotional, then I gave in and let them be mean to me and shove some guy's head over and over again into that and punch some person and almost knock a little girl into the ground. But then they chased us around past the barricades and attacked us again.
No, but that's the thing is that why do it? They're supposed to be peace officers, not guys being intimidating, pushing a woman who is doing nothing but doing what they're saying, shoving me in a way that if I was in a bar and I was 6'2" and a man, I'd probably get in a fight. When do you actually take on your own ability to think for yourself, even if you're in a position where you're supposed to take orders? When's that point arrive? And that's the point that these police officers need to get to, which is why I feel sad when you guys scream at them, you slaves, you f***ers, you bastards. You know, it's like, I just wish that actually, seriously, I mean, I thought about doing it and then I got shy, but I just felt like saying, listen, I don't know what you're thinking, but please stand up for what's right. They surely know what that is. We're just talking about First Amendment stuff.
Well, by the way, the Dallas police, when they came over, were like, what are you doing? They told them to let them in. And the point was, that was ordered by the feds, yeah.
That's just crazy.
Federal buildings right there.
Crazy. Listen.
Here's the top police. Hold on. Hey, just the guys I want to talk to. Hey, sir, what's your name? Where do I file about the sheriff's department that was here? Oh, come on, you can talk to
him. Come on.
Because we can't go. So the sheriff's department's in charge here? Because they assaulted us when the Dallas police let us in. We were supposed to be let in. As you know, sir. Oh, come on. You can talk to.
Don't defend them.
You're not ignoring us.
You're entering private property.
Silence is complicity.
Oh, private property. What is this, city property? Well, you're on private property. The imperious nature. I don't know who that guy is. Private property. The Dallas Police Department is private property.
Can you hear me, Alex?
Masters.
Can you hear me, Alex?
Yes, David Knight.
I got to say, when I'm watching this on television, one of the things that has really been making me angry all day is the attitude we just saw from that cop you tried to talk to. Now, this is going on yesterday as well. You walk up to them, you ask them a polite question, they just ignore you like you're not even there, like you're treating you like you're trash.
Exactly.
It's that kind of arrogant attitude, and that's what's behind all this stuff. That's what we've been seeing. I'm not surprised at all to see these guys come out and attack you. They don't treat you with any respect. They have no respect for the public.
I agree. Finishing up your point, I'm sorry I broke that off when they walked by. David Knight, my co-host, was just pointing out the imperious nature. I was very polite. I wanted to say I was assaulted, and he literally knew about it because I saw him looking at us out the window all day and pointing at me and, you know, waving when he was up there. That same police officer, the guy with two stars on his thing, means he rules a third world country. But the point... No, I know. He used disinfo. He said public parking just to get me to leave him alone, like I wasn't allowed to be there, and then shoved my hand away.
Wait, I've got to ask you this question, Alex.
Sure.
Why do you think they are frightened of talking to you? Because that's clearly what that is. That's fear, inhibition, unwillingness to communicate. What's that about? Why are they? I mean, maybe that's not a question you can answer, but...
No, I know why. Because they're in such a controlled culture of compartmentalization and being dominated. They just are in a position where they can dominate people under them. They get dominated from above. It's all hierarchical. And
right, but imagine that you say to him, could you explain to us why the following, whatever your question might be, why can't he stand there? He is a public servant. He is a peace officer, right? A peace officer, a servant of the public. Why can't he communicate with you?
That's because they put military occupation rules in where no one's allowed to talk but the public spokespeople, so it dehumanizes them. Just like they tell soldiers now, even when you're off duty in civilian clothes, don't be political, don't say what you believe in if you're against the war. Even though as a citizen the law says you're allowed to, they intimidate.
Freedom of speech, even for them. What's
that's right.
That?
Well, here, tell us.
Well, no, I mean, I just, why don't the police have freedom of speech? Why can't they offer their opinion? They're individuals. They have individual rights. Why should they be dominated by hierarchical instruction? Now, that... To my mind, if they're peace officers, if they're public servants and citizens, they should be permitted to give their opinion. So who is it that's forbidding them to speak? Honestly, I just think that they're frightened to speak, probably because of what you were saying, that they have just... An incredible peer pressure on them, or more like an officer ranking pressure, where they are told you are not allowed to talk about this. I don't see why they shouldn't. They're citizens. They have every right to speak. Their police, as individuals, should not be shut up. Why should they?
Well, I mean, you talked about throughout history what happens to countries when these police states come in tyrannies. It just gets worse and worse. In fact, I'm going to steal that quote. Tyranny begets tyranny. I'll give you credit if you want me to, but or I'll sit there and take the credit and say I came up with it. I'm joking. But the point is that tyranny begets tyranny.
And then it just spins out of control. Thank God. Excuse my expression. Because then otherwise we'd be just under permanent tyranny. But tyrannies always end, not before there isn't a great deal of suffering. And I'm just hoping that through technology, the internet, the incredible, wonderful, good work that you guys do, and other, you know, independent newscasters and individuals who talk about this and try and do things on a very grassroots level, I'm really hoping we can circumvent what would seems to be almost a turnkey totalitarian state that we are just, I mean... doesn't Obama just have to call martial law and then that's it?
Well, he's already doing most stuff by executive order outside of Congress, and they put in the internet kill switch, the total surveillance grid. They call the spy systems they put in battle grid. What's it called, David? You were reading it today?
It's called the BattleNet Inside.
BattleNet, yeah. And it's battle with us. It's not battle with criminals. They all skim the money off the top of that. I mean, it is just incredible. I got to say, Austin police are not anywhere as arrogant as these guys. And Dallas police aren't as bad as a lot I've seen. But, man, I tell you, Dallas citizens need to start acting like humans around the police because it's really gone to their head. I mean, a lot of these cops, some of them I can tell are listeners and wave at me and stuff, but some of them are serious mental patients. Can you imagine just walking around in a uniform feeling powerful because you're part of a power structure?
Well, I think, you know, unconsciousness is something people really need to understand. I think, you know, people assume... that everyone is fully in their own skull and present and attending life. But I think a lot of people are so profoundly disengaged, so out of communication, that they really just fall beneath a certain level of awareness, so that I don't think they're capable of actually seeing what's going on around them and making a choice for themselves that they should do a certain thing. In other words, a good thing. So anyway, that's my own.
And we were here an hour ago being attacked, and here we are now, it's all opened up. But they were supposed to open it up, and then they were just waiting for a call, even though it had already all been decided. We were following what was agreed upon. The one of the head cops called and goes, yeah, that's true, let him in. And then Homeland Security, the federal building, the same federal government taken over 50 years ago today, they literally ordered auxiliary police for special unit over to attack us and tried to start a fight. But they failed, and now the info is going out. What is your overall view of the state of the world, the whole world government, the whole cybernetic systems, the whole technocracy? It is a turnkey takeover. What do you think the end game of the rulers are? Because everything I see them doing is trying to suppress human consciousness and awakening, because they know there's an awakening happening, in my view. What's your take on that?
Well, actually, it just makes me think of There Will Be Blood. Did you ever see that film?
Excellent film.
Right. I can't remember the director's name. Say John Paul Johnson something. Yep. Yeah, brilliant. I think that one has to understand that anyone that's attracted to that level of power, I think, is already in a kind of disease state. Very few people would ever want to get to that level of domination, power. And to get to that place, you have to do a lot of really, I think, pretty bad things. So once those people get there, and once they get that kind of power, I think that that's what you're looking at is insanity. You're just looking at individuals who are insane and so mangled in their souls that they actually have no love or appreciation for the rest of humanity. And I think that is what's happening on this planet, that those individuals have gotten to that level of power, and I think they, you know, keep on going like the Rockefellers. I don't know how they manage to keep, you know, spawning more evil creatures, but, you know, they do. And up they stay and sit on all of us. And it's repeated itself so many times throughout history. It's just now technology has given them a kind of an omnipotence that is terrifying. And that's why laws do have to be put in place. And when people say, like in England, they say, well, as long as you're behaving yourself, you've got nothing to worry about. But they don't understand that's such a simplistic viewpoint, because the very people that are protecting both intellectual, you know, domains, artistic domains, are the first ones who are going to fall victims to that system. Yeah, of course, if you're just, you know, running a shop, you know, and you mind your own business, no one's going to come get you. But the people that really keep society moving, keep art free, and really expressing what needs to be expressed, they're the first ones to get it in the back of the neck. And it's not in the kind of obvious way that it used to be, where you just get poisoned, stabbed, or whatever. You get sort of, like, intimidated, or you get dropped out of a circle of artists that would have otherwise been, you know, backed with money, or you won't get spoken about in the newspaper. I mean, you get, it's a very subtle way of just eliminating you from the scene. But when you have those monitoring systems that we, you know, like the NSA, thank God for Edward Snowden. Bless his heart. Jesus. I mean, I can't imagine the embarrassment. Oh, that was the other thing. How about Obama putting, what's his name? James, what's his face? At the head of the NSA?
Oh, absolutely. James Clapper.
Right. In charge of the independent committee that's going to investigate the NSA.
That's like having Hitler over Nuremberg, but expanding on those key points you're making, because you're really on target with that. The bad guys want all the intel so you can't expose their criminal operations, and they use the intel on you, like Google sells the data it's come out, to all the shops online, so that when you go to a shop, they know you have more money, the cookie shows it, the prices are higher. Like, I could do that with my shopping cart. I could buy that data, that metadata they call it, from Google, that cookie data, and then when they come to the Infowars.com shop, it would have a higher price. No, I'm serious. That's one example of what the Panopticon technology can do.
What did you say, Panopticon?
It's a French term, you know, for the round prison, and then they would have a tower where the guards could always watch you. Panopticon, panopticonic.
Oh, well, I think the crucial thing is that we have to, as individuals, really, really support the Constitution, because that is the most unique. Nowhere else has it, really. I think maybe different countries are copying. But it's the most unique declaration of real spiritual rights. And it is a spiritual thing. I mean, how many of us, you know, have different opinions? But the bottom line is that real independence, freedom of thought, freedom of speech, freedom of expression, with a great regard to helping and being of service. Because I don't think, you know, people should just feel free that they can just go around and clock people on the head and go, yeah, well, I'm free, I'm going to clock people on the head.
No, it's libertarian. You're free to do everything you want until it hurts somebody else or crosses onto there. But, I mean, this is like Clockwork Orange, though, because they are hiring the criminals to be the police now. What we saw today, not all of them, but that key group at the middle that attacked first.
It's impossible. I don't believe it.
A job for two who are now of job age. Police.
You know, I have to tell you, I just felt really sad when I saw them turn up. I just thought, really? It's going to come to this? We're talking about the First Amendment? Actually, I want to just say, is there was a New Zealand TV lady that was there yesterday, and I stood behind her with my sign of the First Amendment. She said, don't stand there, you know, you're blocking everything. And I said, well, stand back here. And anyway, we got into a little thing over it, and she didn't want me to be in the picture with her. And she said, look, I'm not having some lunatic stand behind me with a sign. I said, lunatic? I said, I'm defending the First Amendment. You know, it's like, the assumption that to be out here expressing yourself is an act of lunacy, I would say that's a pretty good indication of how totally distorted reality has become for the people who are supposed to be defending truth, right? Reporters.
Sure. I mean, I know you've been interviewed before by the media. You're obviously a famous filmmaker in your own right, and I love that score that you did on Full Metal Jacket. That's my favorite ever. That's so haunting. What would your dad, I know you're taking that question, but I'd love to know, what would your dad, with his great artist mind, to see real reality, what would he think about what America's turned into? Because his films predicted it.
Well, I was saying to you last night, I feel that my father was very haunted by those factions on this planet that try to manipulate humanity. I think the films that he made, he wanted people to think for themselves, experience for themselves, whatever it meant to them. But I would say that if you look at every film he made, it certainly addressed all these things that we're speaking about. I mean, Clockwork Orange, thought control, you know, anti-war films, the fact that war is just pure slaughter, that it's got nothing to do with any of the usual things that they send people out for.
Doctor Strangelove.
Hello.
Whole point of the Doomsday Machine is lost.
If you keep it a secret, why didn't you tell the world, eh?
Any other final points you'd like to make? Because those are really a lot of thought-provoking things you're saying. I believe there's an awakening happening. I see it. The system's scared. And so that's why they are really trying to suppress us. And it's just more key than ever that everybody start resisting in little ways, lovingly, but also aggressively when we have to, so that there's no way they can stop all of us. It's essential to stop the evil from totally taking over. Because you can see it's trying to take over because it can see the end is near.
Yeah, I think the important thing that you're outlining here is that people have to learn how to confront evil and not to alter it or to lessen it and to somehow, you know, go, well, I'm sure they didn't mean to push you. It's like, well, you know, you need to face. You need to confront and really properly look at what's happening and not try and explain it away or give it justifications or anything, because at this juncture, we still, by our fingernails, have the chance to make a difference and turn this around and to not take part and to just watch. You know, I mean, it's a little scary, believe me. I was a little scared when those sheriffs turned up. But if you don't stand there and push back, not in a stupid, aggressive way, but if you don't push back, if you don't face it and confront it for what it is, it'll just take over, and then no one will be free.
Well, you're right, and the power structure's made the calculation that we're cowards, we've given up, we're going to roll over. They do stuff like that so people don't come out and demonstrate against wars. What happened at the G20? They do that so people see people being attacked, they get scared, so that they can then take over everybody's freedom. That's why you've got to go out and do this and face the fear and get through it. It's actually kind of fun to fight tyranny, so why not? So that they understand that they've miscalculated and that it's going to backfire. But tyrants always miscalculate. Even though they have this mind of God, Google, NSA spy grid, they're not gods. They can't read that info because they're so evil. How could they, who are so unenlightened, ever think that they could read all the data they're getting? Because the data only shows that their system's already failing.
I would just like to add that I think to describe it as evil is to give it certainly an adjective to describe it. It certainly results in evil. But I think the important thing is it's an incredible degree of insanity. Because only insanity would breed acts that are so destructive and harmful. And, you know, when you think of the destruction of the animals and the environment and the corporations that just seem to gaily, you know, stride forward through every decade destroying everything.
Why aren't they even worried about Fukushima now when it's melting down even worse? They don't even care anymore. 91% of the reactors are leaking.
Insanity. Look, if you're really insane, You have no grasp or care for what's going on. And I think that's what this is. It's like organized insanity. And I think people need to recognize that and realize that there's a lot more sane people. I would say there's probably about, you know, billions of sane people on this planet and just a very few nutters. And it's those nutters that have to be regulated. Because obviously one can't just sort of like blow them off the face of the earth, which, you know, I wish a couple of angelic beings would come along and go, ooh, you're really crazy, right? Off the planet you go. But
those bad guys are here to test us.
I've no idea, but what I would really like is regulations and laws, because those work pretty well. Right now we've had those laws and rights and the Constitution blown away by the, you know, Patriot Act.
That's right. They've gotten rid of the good laws and put in all the tyranny.
Right. And I think that we've got to try really hard and pay attention and spend an hour maybe every day looking online and, hey, let me help you. And actually, you know, do your research.
Well, you know what you're doing with that equipment.
I do, but that was just a cable. Anyway, I just really implore people to really just pull their finger out and do a little bit of work. That's your job now.
Yep.
You know, it's a new job.
Yep.
It's not enough to be a citizen because there's too much organization to dismantle your position as a citizen. You have to do something different now. What?
Oh, that's key. They're trying to dismantle our real citizenship and our machinery of freedom. And so what do we do?
I think we actually have to take on, and this is the hard part, everyone, you're going to have to operate using your own awareness, your own, you have to think for yourself, and you have to dig down deep into your soul and work up enough courage to do things about it, even if it's just you sign some petitions, you listen to Alex, you know, for instance, The Guardian, what's his face there, Grenwald. I mean, that guy...
They may arrest him when he gets back to the U.S.,
I don't know what to say other than it's just so insane.
Everybody should be rallying around him.
Yes, absolutely. Edward Snowden, I love you. I think you're an incredibly brave man, and anyone who says you aren't patriotic, well, you're not thinking for yourself if you say he's not patriotic, because he's actually... Look, the German government, right? They've all issued themselves encrypted cell phones now. Even they're bloody pissed off at being monitored.
Well, that's the thing. You get rid of checks and balances and freedom, it always blows back. The tyrants, you don't escape it. You've got to give everybody a respect and liberty and freedom so your kids have it too. When someone robs your neighbor's freedom, they're robbing your freedom.
I think the important part is that everyone, regardless of your position, regardless of whether everyone that you know thinks you're a complete extremist or lunatic, the fact is...
Folks,
is
the
that
full
when you start
interview
to think
will
yourself,
be posted on YouTube in about 30 minutes at Infowars.com. We're going into overdrive. We'll be right back, ladies. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.